Om Shanti. It's so good to be together. Many of you might have come even yesterday. How many of you came yesterday or day for yesterday? Okay. So no jet lag, no tiredness. That's good. See, that is one of the things I find, that if you can really break your jet lag, that is one of the big success. You don't allow that feeling, oh, the jet lag, oh, how I'm going to sleep, how I'm going to take rest, what will happen to me. I find that whenever I have tried to break the jet lag, then I don't get sick. You know, I have tried a couple of times at least, that I am totally, totally busy here, then I go to Delhi, totally busy. Then I take the flight at night, late night, and 13, 14 hours flight, or rather 15, 16 hours flight, and I reach 7:30 in the morning to the airport, 8:30 I come home, I take shower, have quick breakfast and go to work. And I have tried, whenever I did it, even though it might look, it's the conventional wisdom will not say that you should do that, right? We have to take care of our body. Yes, we should take care of our body, but I find lots of time, then it is other way around too, that I let the jet lag take over me and then go on and on and on. I'm, you know, sleeping during the day and night is so difficult to pass. But what I have found, that make use of the time. You get up early in the morning, enjoy meeting with Baba. That's the benefit of jet lag. You get up very, very early, right? I'm still waking up at 1 o'clock. But I enjoy myself. So today's topic they gave, that being ever ready in all of a sudden situation. See, we see that Baba has talked many times about all of a sudden things will happen. So, but Baba is not talking about only all of a sudden bad things will happen. If you see in your life, there could be a possibility that all of a sudden there's an opportunity. You know, so many times, yeah, they're working on the headphone. That all of a sudden, you get the opportunity, but many times, you will see that any time where there is opportunity, there is little bit chance of failure. There is little bit chance of crisis. There could be little bit chance, a portion of it, that things may not work out. And I have seen that if I have the courage to take on new situations in my life, if I am ready to fail, if I am ready to be vulnerable, if I am ready to fall back, 90% chances are, or 95 even, that you will not fail. You just have to prepare yourself only 5% of the failure. But many, many times, because of that fear of 5% failure, we let go of 95% of opportunities. I have seen in my life, and I have seen people, ultimately they say, what is the conventional wisdom? You know, these days I find conventional wisdom is the wisdom of fear. Anytime somebody try to give me advice, usually they will advise me, oh, to be careful. They will say, I don't want to discourage you, but this, then this can go wrong. be careful. Move to the time that is we get these days when we say, Baba says that have balance. You know, we say that, you know, like it all comes in the same thing, conventional wisdom. Baba says that have balance. Or we have to take care of ourselves too. Or we have to be practical. All these things Baba has said in a different thing, but we take it to do less. Anytime when people say, be practical, that means come down on the ground. You are flying too much. Things are not as good as you think they are. So they will try to bring you down, being practical. Same way, when we talk about balance, you know how the monkey did? This thing was like this. Monkey took out little bit from here. And then this thing became down. Then he took little bit from here. Then this thing. He kept eating. Finally, he ate away everything. You know the loaf he had. You heard that? The two cats were fighting. They got one loaf. Oh, I thought that you have heard about this story. That there were two cats fighting. They had one loaf of bread. So now they could not decide who will take equal part, but they could not make it equal. So what they said, monkey came, he put it in the balance, and one portion was like this, other is like this. So he take away little bit, which was heavier. Then this thing become heavier, then this came down. Then he took a little bit from there. Then this thing became balanced, and then he took little by little. Little by little, he ate away everything. That's called monkey intellect. That many times we say, you know, Baba said that have balance. I should take care of my body. Oh, so let me do less. Oh, Baba, take care. Baba said that you have to take care of your family. You have to take care of this. You know, we have to listen to Baba. Baba says have balance. So, in the name of balance, I keep on reducing. Now, there could be another way around. That if my balance is like this, I could say, oh, I can add something into this. Add something over here. Then this becomes heavier. Then I add little bit in this one. Then this becomes heavier. Then I keep on adding. And I keep on progressing. I keep on going higher and higher. Now that is also a balance, but that is the balance by deity intellect. Other one is the monkey intellect, reducing. So what I have seen that when we think of being ever ready, I find I should be ready to catch whenever there are opportunities. Of course, there is a saying, no risk, no opportunities. There's always going to be some risk. But you will see that wherever the risk is there, wherever there is fear and the courage, they both meet at the same point. Only when you have fear, that's the moment to develop or to find within yourself the courage. You know how we know that we have the courage? Our very first lesson which Baba has said, soul is immortal. Soul can never die. And drama is fixed. Nothing can happen to me. I am surviving now, and according to drama, I am doing all right. I will be okay even when the situation will be there. So Baba has really prepared us for situations when there is a fear. I am immortal. I am child of God, Master Almighty. And also, if I understand, as I carry DNA of the body of my parents. You know, my parents gave birth to this body. I carry my parents' DNA. Maybe I talk like them, maybe I walk like them, or something is very similar. So, who is the parent of the soul? God, Supreme Soul. So, if I really see that if I am child of God, everybody sure about it, that I am child of Baba, Supreme Soul? Any doubt anywhere? We are all children of God? Guarantee, right? Second is, can I say Baba is not ocean of love and ocean of happiness and ocean of power? Baba is ocean of love, peace and happiness and power? Promise? Nobody doubts, right? So, Baba, God is my mother and father, and God is almighty authority. So, being child of God, don't I carry God's DNA? So, what is God's DNA? Almighty. So, who am I then? Master Almighty. As DNA. That's my DNA. God is ocean of love. Love is my natural quality. That's my DNA. God is ocean of happiness. Happiness is a reality about me. You know, any one of you, you know, when you are, could be going through difficult times, but when you are really by yourself, in your original state of mind, are you not a happy person? Anybody who could say, I am really, really miserable. I am always sad person. Anybody can say it? Or anybody can say, I really, really don't have any love. I am only full of hatred. Anybody? Hatred? No hatred. Love? Yes? You feel so love, you know, inside. And just understanding, I am child of God. I carry God's DNA. So I carry all God's qualities. I'm Master Almighty. God is ocean of knowledge. I am knowledgeful. God has given me that, you know, stability to stand on drama. That nothing can go wrong to me in the time of confluence, because the confluence age is the age of ascending. Nothing can go wrong. You know that guarantee, if we feel. So where there is fear then? See, this is how I see ourselves getting ready for all the all of a sudden situations. For me, crisis is nothing but the opportunity to find myself. Opportunity to go deeper in self and bring out all the qualities of God I have in me. See, when anything is going, you know, I have to say about myself, I think when everything is going smooth and easy, when everything is easy and smooth, it's such a boring life. You know? No fun. People will say, how's everything? Same old story. You know? Same old. It's lethargic. sometime I call it even, you know, you don't have to take it literally, but I feel when everything is going smooth, it's like a slow death. I'm dying slowly. It's only when I am really excited about the things, when things keep on going, move. You are moving, moving fast. That is where life is. See, like you see that, do you feel any air while sitting over here? Then you go out, you start running. You start see the wind is blowing. You go faster and faster and faster. More fast you go, the same wind which was not even making any difference to you, all of a sudden, you are going 100 miles an hour in the car and you put your hand out. The hand want to break away from you. So powerful. So much opposition. Why? Because you are moving fast. So the faster you are going, you will get all of a sudden so many scenes and sceneries in front of you. If you are not moving, same things will be around you. So then you get into your comfort zone. Then what happens? Time is moving by you and you keep on getting behind. But if you are moving faster and faster, you will see that many, many, all of a sudden situation will come to you. But that is where you will enjoy the most. You become adventurous. See, what is adventure? It is filled with fear, isn't it? But also you see the new things, new beauty. And that is how I see with myself that one other aspect which I really worked on myself, then when I say that if I am doing something within my limit, Baba does not have to interfere. When I say all of a sudden situation happens, that means something has come above and beyond my limit, above and beyond my capacity. But that is the moment, a chance to go above and beyond your capacity and limits. And the amount of space you go above and beyond your capacity, Baba help you. What is your capacity and how much courage you took? And that is where you will see, wow, Baba really helped me. You will become humble and you will also experience Baba's interjection, Baba's help. And you will run to Baba to give thank you to Baba. So you don't have to remember Baba anymore. You will naturally remember Baba. It will happen only when you go above and beyond your capacity. Within capacity, Baba says you can handle it. So for me, I really see constantly, all of a sudden situation comes, you run to Baba immediately. You feel Baba is with me. You feel I am Master Almighty. You feel Baba has given me wisdom. So that is the time to show my worth to the world. Otherwise, we are just equal to anybody in the world. Only in the time of crisis, people see that you are different than others. You know, that is how I see it. I know lots of people want to hear from me about my experience of the World Trade Center. And I don't know how many of you know that 2001, 9/11, the Twin Towers, they were hit by the terrorist and both the towers came down. How many of you know? Everybody knows? Yeah. And you heard the story that one brother was there and that happened to be me. Okay, so you did not know. Yeah. Because somehow, see, this is how from that instant, I had so many kind of revelations for myself. that how things happen when you are confronted with situation. See, my first reaction was that when the plane hit the building, it's an earthquake. And I even shouted, earthquake, earthquake. But then building went one side, 6-7 feet, then it went another side, then it came to stand still. Then I knew it is not an earthquake. Maybe small plane hit the building and no problem with that because the building was very strong. Then people started asking what should we do, what should we do? And we said we should just start going down. We started going down the stairs. If I want to tell you, some of you are aware or not, people say that what happened to the elevator? You never ever take elevator in the time of fire or emergency because it can get stuck anytime and you can be stuck in between floors. So you never take that. You only take emergency exit stairs. And we are coming down, then people said, second plane. And I still remember telling people, be quiet, quiet, don't spread it, so that you don't get into panic. Then what happened? Other tower collapsed. We were still in our tower. And when it is collapsing, our tower is shaking so badly. The floor is shaking. Plaster is falling from the walls and the ceilings. The pipelines are rattling, making noise. Fire alarm going on. I mean, very kind of strange kind of feelings. And that is where people started to get into fear. And then, what we found out, we have to change the stairs because the other tower's debris blocked our stairs. And we had to go to another stairs. And we went to the other stairs, and then as we are coming down, we felt the water started coming down the stairs because the pipelines broke. And water was coming with such a high speed that if we don't hold on to the handrail, we will go down. Holding the handrail, we came down little by little. And then we had to change that stair as well because it got broken from underneath, from below. Structural failure with water or something else. So, in order to go to the third stairs, we had to go through corridor. Total dark. Water is falling on top of us. Water underneath our feet. Our clothes are wet. And we are holding the wall coming. And flashlight somebody does. And see the wires hanging on top of us. So we had to come down, bend down, and bending and holding the wall, little by little we went to the stairs. And then we came down, and we had only gone 4 or 5 minutes. We felt the ground is shaking underneath, and what we found? We just looked back and we saw our tower is collapsing too. So we ran from there. We were so close to the tower that if the tower had toppled in one direction, in our direction, we would have come under the tower. So close. But of course, tower just came down straight like this. Nothing happened. So we ran and ran. And then some people went away. Because I was helping people in whatever way I could, especially the moral support they need. And then people went their own ways, but some people still wanted to be with me. And we have a center on a near Empire State Building in New York on Fifth Avenue. And I brought those people over there. We gave them food. They did some meditation. And they were very happy. And in the evening, when the train started to run, we all came home. And now you see what happened to me. You know, that is the thing, what happened over there. But what happened to me? I am surprised even up to now. How come I did not feel anything? I came home, I took shower, I had my dinner, and I went to bed. I slept full night, not feeling anything. And next morning, people started calling me. I know the people called from Barcelona, they called me from this channel, that channel. I don't even know, because people are connected with Brahma Kumaris. And so they knew that, you know, somebody from your organization was there. Say, yes, we had one brother, because they had already gotten the news. So I started to get lots of interviews. You know, but this is how we see in the time of situation like that, how your mind works. I remember they were asking me few things. One thing was that they did so much to you, so wrong. You know, I was very much connected with the World Trade Center in other aspect. I had developed structural integrity inspection program for the entire complex. I was the team leader, and I had 4 or 5 engineers with me, and it took us about 1 year. It was like looking at the building, every corner of the building at least once a year, and writing inspection procedures and how much time it will take, how many people will be needed, like that, so that we could continue to maintain the building. So we had prepared that program. I still have that book, you know. And all of a sudden, buildings are not there. So you feel little bit. It's not that you don't feel it. I remember my heart feeling like empty. But one thing I said to myself, Ram Prakash, move forward, move forward. You know, that's a drama. You know, when we talk about drama, this is the drama. It happened even second ago. Split second ago, it's not going to come back. You just have to keep moving forward. Move forward. That was the first message I got from my own self. Drama. You know, that's where I see the drama being your weapon. Drama being your shield. Drama being your courage and acceptance. And when people are asking me that you want to take revenge, you must be angry. And I was telling those interviewers, we have to stop the cycle of revenge. Today they took revenge, tomorrow we take revenge, then they take revenge. Where is the end? People keep getting killed. And so I am saying we have to start the process of healing. Forgiveness. But then I started to look with my own self, but I don't know who these people are who did this thing. How can I forgive anybody when I don't know anybody? And I'm looking, thinking, who can I forgive? Who can I forgive who have done some wrong thing? You know what I found? At least I know one person who has done many wrong things, and that's me. I honestly tell you, on that day, I said to myself, Ram Prakash, forgive yourself for all the wrong things you have done up till now in your life. I did. And I have to tell you how comfortable, how light I felt on that day. So that crisis became a source of lightness for me. I really started to love myself on that day. And that is where, you know, that experience I carry up till now. That how forgiveness really, really works, makes you light. From that day on, no matter how many wrong things I do, I honestly tell you, I said, it's okay. Next time we won't do it. You know, I can still love myself with no matter how many, whatever mistakes I do, I can love myself. But what I say, with love, I change myself. And if I have done damage to somebody, I say sorry to that person. And if I have hurt them 10 units, I can make up for 12 or 15 units. So have positive account with the other person too. It could be person, it could be nature, anything. If I have done something wrong, rather than feeling guilty, because guilt does not take me anywhere. But with love, I can change myself. Love has power. Because I feel God loves me as I am. So I should have the courage to love myself as I am too. See, from that day on, I honestly tell you, I don't become hard on myself. I have been trying to inculcate the quality of softness, being kind to your own self, loving yourself the way you are because Baba loves me. Second thing, because people ask this question, Ram, you were there more than 1.5 hours in the tower and less than 5 minutes you were out and the tower collapsed. You must be in such a fear. Could you describe the moments of your fear when you thought you will not make it? And I go back into my memory lane. I don't remember even 1 second when I was in fear. Now, I'm wondering how it could be possible. That what was the reason I did not have the fear? The only thing I could think of was because I was trying to help other people, my own fear never materialized. You know, you must have seen in your own life, we all see, whenever you start to remove other people's pain, your pain is removed by God or by nature or by circumstances. You forget about your own pain. Is it true? Any time when you remove other people's pain, you don't feel, you forget about your own pain. Same way, whenever you try to help other people, you get helped automatically by nature, by God. And that is the lesson I took. And you know, how much can you help in the time of situation like this? See, like, whilst everybody's running down to get out as fast as they can, I will just keep standing behind, slowly coming down and watching if anybody is in a kind of state of fear or distraught or if I can help them in any way. So whenever, see what happened when it's a long time that you are confronted with this kind of situation, even little bit sound, immediately you get shocked, you know. So I could see the fear in their eyes. So the ladies over there, you know, the sisters, they were also working. So any time I will see them in pain, they will scream. Very quietly, I will just step back and bring them in front of me. I will tell them, we are all together. Don't worry, we will be together. Now, it is not a big thing. They are 2 steps behind you. Now you bring them 2 steps ahead of you. It's not a big difference, but it was very big difference for them. Because somewhere they got this assurance that if they will be in trouble, this brother will help us. This person will help us. Sometimes the moral support is all that is needed by people at that time. So in the time of crisis, in this situation, all of a sudden situation, So what you are doing, rather than screaming for help, you start to provide help. That's our principle, isn't it? Children of God. Otherwise, what's the difference between me and people? I was questioning. I had been knowledge probably at that time about 28 years or something, that people should see what I have done in 28 years. And that is really I could see because I was trying to help others. Even when I came out, there was one heavy, a big sister, the lady, and people were not able to lift her. And she will not walk. She was crying and crying. I wanted to run and help, but the security people stopped me. No, because they already knew second tower had already collapsed. Our tower could collapse any time. So they did not allow me, but I wanted to go inside. So you could see that, being Baba's child, how at the time of crisis, our inner energy, our inner courage that comes to you, which we never know, we have it. And we found we have it. So this is how I see I become the helper rather than screaming for help. And the third thing, my experience was that all the good actions we perform, all the good things we do in life, and whatever actions I did not get any result from. There are so many good things we do. We don't get any result. We do not get any recognition. Rather than appreciating, people can even criticize me. Right? We have. So all the good actions which I have not got result, they keep on getting accumulated. Keep on getting stored. And in the time of crisis like this, they all come together and take me towards the safety. So that means all my good actions, they never ever go waste. See, this is like many times people say, at the time of crisis, did you remember Baba? My experience is that in the time of crisis, it will be very hard to remember Baba or remember God. We think we will be able to remember. You will remember. A second, immediately, mind will go towards fear. And also that remembrance will look very selfish. It will not look like honest remembrance. And somehow you will not be able to feel that. Only my good actions, the whole life flashes in front of you. All the good actions, somehow they take you towards the right direction. You think you are too smart? Doesn't work. How smart you are, what position you carry, how much wealth you have, nothing works at that time. Because nobody is clear. But my good actions, they really become my support or my savior. That's my experience. Because I find even with the BK family, people think I am a good person, but I am hurting. I am hurt. Or people take advantage of me. Oh, I am a good person. People take advantage of me. We all have that kind of complaint once in a while. People take advantage of me. See, I used to feel that same way too. And I think I must have mentioned so many times to these people. Simple fact, people can take advantage of me only if I have advantage. Or I am at advantage. Means I am here, other person is at disadvantage here. And how the energy flows from higher level to lower level. How the water flows higher level to lower level, right? So they will keep taking from me if I am at advantage. Now supposing I say I do 10 times good thing, at least people should do one time good, right? Or I give 20 times, at least I should get one time. But in order to receive, where you will need to go? You have to come down in order to receive. And how much maximum you will get? Simple physics, you are here, other person is here. If you go down, how far you will reach? Only up to their level. But you are there. It is still below your dignity. You will never like it. Have you ever been satisfied when you went for help and you got some help? Somehow or another, it is never satisfying. Majority of the time at least. Because you can never get up to your level. So you are below your dignity. In order to get sympathy from people, you have to go so low. I honestly have put in my life one thing. Never try to get sympathy from people. You will have to go so low before they will even notice that you are in trouble. Let people be proud of you, not sympathetic to you. So this is what I find, that what happens when people keep taking from me, I keep on getting from God, from nature, from circumstances, because there's empty space when somebody take away. It is just like when the water comes out of the faucet, the water starts to run from the tank, the source. Otherwise, the water becomes stagnant. So you keep giving, you keep receiving from every side. In the name of blessings, you get blessings from people, you get love from people, you get help from Baba. You know, one time some people said to me, Ram Prakash, you are very innocent. People are using you. Sometimes you feel that too, huh? People are using me. Yeah? You know how I feel? Oh, people are using me. That means I am useful. Otherwise, I will become useless. See, people can, my value is only if people can use me. If nobody can use me, what value I have? See, this chair has value because I can sit. You think the chair feels bad? Why you are using me? Why you are sitting on top of me? But that is where the value of the chair is. So I am also instrument. Let people keep using me. So my value will keep increasing. So I am just, you know, talking, you know, few things that when we say, preparing myself for all of a sudden situation, let people use you. Let people take advantage of you. Keep on doing good thing. You will get so much benefit, because the law of karma is what goes around comes around. And in the time of crisis, your little help will multiply million times. In the regular time, your help doesn't mean much. But it's only in the time of crisis, every little action you will perform, you will get hundredfold, thousandfold, millionfold benefit. So, all of a sudden, I got opportunity to multiply my fortune. And, you know, and another thing I want to bring, that which is true, that, you know, it is, you can see help comes to us. Our mind, like I became light on that day, thinking I forgive myself. Then even my actions brought me towards the safety automatically. Even the body, you know, if you are doing good in your life, even your body works wonders. Say, I honestly tell you that my last 30 years, my average sleep, sometimes I sleep more, sometimes less, but average sleep is only 4 hours. And touch wood, up till now I have not taken any vitamins. no vitamins. And constantly working, and I have seen wonders happening to the body. I work a lot with the body, but I love my body so much. And I will take so much work from the body, but at the end of the day, I say, oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. You know, very nice, you know. I really thank my body so much, you know. Like, you know, you use the horse for the whole day, and then at the end of the day, at night, you caress the horse. What the horse does? Ready. It happens to all of us once in a while, isn't it? Isn't it? So when you are completely tired, exhausted, you keep using, and then everybody gives you so many blessings. And the power of blessings work on your body. It brings happiness, and happiness generates energy in the body. The love generates energy in the body. I think we all have that experience, isn't it? So you don't feel tired. So, but you start to love your body so much. You start to converse with the body so much. I can talk to my, you won't believe how much I love my body. So good. This is the only body I have got. And it takes me around. Whatever I want to do, it's okay, keep going, keep going. So I had developed this nature talking to the body. Now, one time it happened, I had severe pain in my body, in my back. Very bad. I could not walk, could not sit, could not lie down. So one person comes to me, Ram, how are you doing? I said, I am doing all right, but my back is killing me. So much pain is bothering me so much. I cannot do anything. It does not allow me to sit, lie down. Like that I am talking. All of a sudden, I felt my body started talking to me. My body started talking to me. He said, look, for 50 years, I carried your weight on me. I never complained. You never paid any attention to me. You paid attention to your face and hair and everything. But did you pay any attention to me? You did not even look at me. And I never complained. And today, I have little bit of problem, and you are telling the whole world how terrible I am. You know, my hand went in the back. I said, oh, sorry, sorry, sorry. You are very nice, very nice. You are very good, you know. I started to caress my back and loving it. You are so nice, you are so nice. And then what happened? Actually, after some time, my pain disappeared. It's the reality. On that day, I understood my back was only looking for love. And once it got the love, it became all right. On that day, I started to love even my pain. I said, pain is the messenger who's telling me that go give the love to your back. So why should I condemn the pain? Why should I hate my pain? On that day onward, I started to love my pain. Can you believe that? Can you do it? Can you love your pain? And actually what happens, what I felt was, when I was loving my pain keep on becoming softer and softer. I put happiness in my pain, it becomes a happy pain. Sweet pain. You know, there is a difference between sweet pain and bitter pain. you could think of? Sweet pain is that you are smiling and still you are in a pain. And bitter is you are in pain, but also this like that. Nobody cares about me. Look. So you are suffering inside whilst in pain. On the other side, you are smiling. Oh, a little bit here, no problem. My body, it's okay. We are all good. Like that. So you are happy in pain too. You can experience that both. So why I'm saying I have some connection with the World Trade Center. I had arthroscopic surgery on my knees. And I got ready within about 7 days. I started working. And I will limp along because I just cannot stay in the bed for a long time. So people, they say, Ram, take care of your, knees. Why you're doing like this, I say, no, I'm just smiling. I don't see anything. I used to feel my knees saying, Ram, I know you want to do a lot of work. Go along. I will limp along with you, But you keep doing Baba's work, no problem. And somebody will say to me, Ram, how's your knee? I say, knee is doing its own job. I am doing my job. We don't bother each other, We are friends, We are friendship. I'm talking about the truth, All these things I do, people might think they look funny, But it's truth. So, I used to love that knee. Constantly. Became habit. But I had to lie down or sit down after 15-20 minutes. Because it was still healing. So what had happened at the World Trade Center, after about 15-20 minutes, my knee started to pain, have severe pain. And I said, what should I do now? What should I do? Like get concerned because I cannot sit, I cannot stand, I cannot even stop. So I was little concerned, but the habit of loving my knee, unknowingly, unconsciously, I started just, caressing my knee. So you're very nice. I know you are tired. Okay, let's move a little bit more. Then we will go together and rest. Like that, I started talking. But you see, after some time, the pain disappeared. Totally. And I walked on those knees for the next 3 hours. Even the young people's knees started to give up. No, Ram, we should stop. I said, let's move. My knee never gave problem to me. Now, you can call it miracle. You could call it magic, but it's a practical magic. It's a reality. That in the time of the need, the love the body has received, it will pay you back. I really learned to love my body as it is. Somehow or another I find, even with the BKs, we always condemn our body. Sometimes we think, oh, body is nothing. What can I do without the body? I learned one thing, from Dadi Janki. She said that it is through the body, by doing the action through the body, the soul has become impure. And it is only through doing good actions through the body, the soul will become pure. So that means I need this body to become pure. How important is this body? And I am only thinking of, I am small, I am big, I am black, I am white. I have this mole here, I have this problem there. What a big deal, Your body, this is the only body you have got in the confluence age. How valuable this body is. But keep using the body. Keep loving the body. You will feel that your body becomes so cooperative with you. It will help you in the time of crisis. It has that energy. It has that ability. So using all those, when the inner abilities, the body can do wonders only if it can get love. If it can get happiness. If you receive the blessings, it gets filled with the blessing, because when you perform good actions, it affects the atmosphere. See, like when you see that God is, Baba is incorporeal. The nature is corporeal but unconscious. You know, it does not, it's not. And I, a human being, I carry both. Body is made of five elements. And the soul is child of God. So actually I am the bridge in between God and nature. Can you think that way? You know, I really think. You think it makes sense? I am the bridge between God and nature. This is why Baba says many times, I cannot do anything without you. You know, sometimes it's so humbling when Baba asked, Baba needs you more or you need Baba more? And we say, oh, it's a no-brainer. I need Baba more. And Baba said, no, I need you more. Because without you, who will recognize me? I am only incorporeal. Nobody can even see me. It's only through your actions people can see me. Oh, you know, who made you like that? See? So through our actions, we glorify Baba. So actually, it is really the actions which make us deities. Many times Baba says, remember Baba and you will become pure. Somehow, you know, I have engineering background. Somehow I could not understand how sitting in yoga I become pure. Or you are establishing the heaven through power of yoga. And I said to myself, I keep sitting. All of a sudden I say, oh, golden age has arrived. You know how that will happen? You just keep sitting in yoga. Keep sitting. Something, your power, what kind of power I am using to bring heaven? Somehow, I felt there is something more to what Baba is saying. So what I understood for my own self, that actually, when I am remembering Baba, simply I am in tune with God. When I am soul conscious, I am in tune with the Supreme Soul. When I am body conscious, I am off tune. It's just like a radio. When, you know, we turn on the band and when the music starts, I say, frequency is matching. See, for me, I remember in the very beginning when I came and I was told to withdraw yourself from everything and then turn inside and then go to Paramdham. It was only for 3 minutes we sat in meditation. I remember how long those 3 minutes were. I went everywhere except Paramdham, you know. 10 years, what happened 10 years ago? I visited America, I visited this place, that place. I somehow felt that, oh, this meditation is not for me. But what I understood was, meditation is getting in tune. When I am soul conscious, that means I am then in tune with the Supreme Soul, the qualities. Because when I am soul conscious, the qualities of love, peace, happiness, in whatever form they are, impure, vulnerable, weak, or whatever, but they are still the same qualities as God's qualities, with the ocean. So that I get connected with the ocean and the energy start to flow in me. Sometimes I am not even aware, but I keep on becoming happy. I feel like love. And I'm smiling. And somebody will ask me, why you're smiling? I have no reason to smile. I say, I don't know. I just feel good. It happened to us. It happened to me. Mentors say, how come you're so happy today? I will even have a bigger smile. I don't know the reason, really. So that means unknowingly, I am connected with Baba at that time, when I am soul conscious. So the understanding of the I am soul, this is my body, it automatically put me into that frequency. So it's not difficult. So when I am receiving love from God, I am receiving happiness from God, it generates energy in the body. It creates zeal and enthusiasm in the soul, and then I feel like doing good actions. And when I keep on doing good action, keep on doing good action, it is just like I am filling myself up. Like in a glass, empty glass, but there is air in it. I keep pouring the milk in it, the air keeps coming out. Same way I see my weakness is nothing but absence of qualities. Absence of goodness in me, my virtues. And what I understood was that actually you will notice all the negative qualities are derived from the original qualities. Happy, unhappy. When I am not happy, I am unhappy. Peace, peaceless. So peaceless is nothing, but when I am lacking peace, I am peaceless. Darkness is nothing, but when there is no light, it is dark. If I am weak, when you are weak, you go to a doctor. God, a doctor does not remove your weakness, but he gives you the medicine to become strong, strength. So when the body gets the strength, it's not weak anymore. So I don't need to make effort on my weaknesses. If there is a hole, I cannot remove the hole. I cannot remove the depression. But I can fill it up. So filling yourself up. For me, that is where I really felt yoga. Power of yoga putting into my actions. Karma yoga. It's the land of karma. Heaven is going to be established through karma yoga. And that is how my life had been. Somehow, continuously, keep doing action, but keep feeling the power of yoga in it, means putting love in it, putting happiness in it, putting selflessness in it, good wishes in it. You will find you will not get tired. I honestly tell you, when I feel tired, I feel so unauspicious. I feel dirty inside, you know, when I feel tired. You know, I have to tell, any time I get tired, I remember Dadi Janki, I feel so ashamed. Really. I feel embarrassed. And I jump out of it. You know, this is how, if she can do it, I can do it too. So many experiences I have, how the work has taken away my pain. So many times, I have back pain, I start to do dishes. I will start to do the pots. And somehow twisting this way, that way, that way, all of a sudden I say, oh, pain is gone. And if I take bed, it will take me 7 or 10 days. You know, when it, sometime when we get that, I don't know what you call it, when you all of a sudden, and then you are in the bed. Huh? What do you call it? Spasm or something. Huh? And then you have to take 7 to 10 days rest. But I find you start working, twist, and this way, that way, all of a sudden you feel that it's gone. You know, you might get into a little bit difficulties, But I have seen it so many times. So you call it magic, call it miracle. I call them mini miracles, but they are practical miracles. Through actions, I can take care of my pain. But you know, don't take me wrong. I am not just saying don't worry about your body. But these days we are worrying about the body all the time, actually. Isn't it? No. So I'm not saying that we need medication, but also the power of meditation, the power of love, the power of blessings, the power of happiness. That means your body has so much potential. In the time of crisis, you will notice how much potential your body has. So I really tell you, I love my troubles, you know, because only in the time of trouble I grow up. If somebody asks you, share your experience life, you know, share your experience of the life, you will not share when everything was going smooth and easy. You will always share when you were in crisis, things were not working out for you. And how you applied the knowledge, how you applied the power of yoga, how you came out of it, what qualities you used. And actually that's the time you grew up. Only in the time of crisis, I have the opportunity to grow up. So this is, you know, you will get defamation coming to you all of a sudden. But only if I have the habit to transfer everything to God, you know, whatever comes to you. I made a deal with Baba, you know, one day. I said, Baba, whatever comes to me, I will keep on passing to you and I will remain free. So I will keep on getting praise, keep on getting love. Baba, it's yours. It's yours. You know, like you put a mirror, whichever way the light is thrown, you can pass on, you know. Turn the mirror towards that, deflect it. So I will keep on deflecting to God, towards God, and I feel free. Everything belongs to you. And then this person defamed me, criticized me so badly. Baba, this is yours too. I'm free. It's possible. You know. Try that. You know. Deflect everything towards Baba. So it's a deal, you know. Baba has to take it. So, like, small things you can do, you know, be playful with Baba. Can't you ever challenge Baba? You know, I'm now talking about relationship. Is it not sometime a little boy, you know, will want to challenge the father? Oh, I'm stronger than you are. So they started to wrestle with the father, and the father will also intentionally sometime go down. You are the winner. And the child says, you see, I am not less. So can we do this thing? Can we play like that with Baba? Can we challenge Baba? Baba, I am not less than you are. Baba says many times you are Baba Saman. But have we used that Baba's blessing upon us, that you are like Baba? So sometimes can you challenge Baba? Baba, see, I am not less than you are. I am also Master God. You know, like many times we see people, like Richard, you know, they say Richard, and the son is Richard Jr. We say that, right? Richard Jr. So, if God is my mother and father, God, He is God, so can I say myself to be tiny, miny, you know, tiny, miny, God Junior? I am also God Junior. Enjoy being child of God. Same way I see the connection with mother, God, my mother. We say we are chasing God, right? People say we are chasing God. I said, if God is my mother, is it possible I compel mother to run after me, chase me around? You know, many times someone is naughty, they run around. The mother will say, you know, he gives me headache, he gives me so much trouble, I have to keep running after him. But deep inside, the mother is very happy, the child is very active. So is it possible, instead of I chase God, God chase me? God is running after me. So keep doing something nobody does. Keep something hilarious. Do something beyond limits. You will see Baba will be running after you. You know, try that. It's an experiment, you know. Let my mother chase me. You know, the child always want to be unleashed, you know, run around. But no, don't. But you keep doing it. So, you know, when I talk about this all of a sudden situation, we talk about being ever ready. Make your relationship, you know, Baba is going to catch you at the right moment. Go beyond your limits. Go in the unknown territories. Expand your horizons. Then you will see the wonders. That where there is a crisis, there is opportunity. Where there is uncertainty, that is where faith is. You don't need faith when there is no uncertainty. In the known territory, you don't need any faith. You can do something within your capacity. You don't need Baba's help. You don't need courage if you are doing within your limits. So go beyond your limits, beyond your courage. Go in the unknown territories. Go in the unknown horizon. You will find that fear, also courage, combined together, adventurous, you know. So become adventurous. So I want to share that, and I will see if anybody wants to say, we don't like it, we don't agree with you. You have any questions or something? Anybody has any question? We have few minutes. Quick. If you don't ask question, I will say that maybe things did not work out, you know. Anything? Huh? Comment? Huh? Say something more? See, I have tons of experience. Honestly, I could say my 41 years in Baba's knowledge had been totally adventurous. See, I'm going to share a little bit more actually. All these experiences of goodness does not go away unrewarded. When you will find that you keep doing good, somehow good will keep happening to you. So actually this, some of you know that we have come up with this project, 7 billion acts of goodness. How many of you know about it? Well, some of you. I just want to tell, 4 o'clock, I'm going to, bring out some of the things about the actions, that how there could be change in the world through 7 billion acts of goodness. What is an act of goodness? How we can implement it, make it forever, for everybody. Why 7 billion? So because population is 7 billion. So what we are asking people, to do something above and beyond your duty or obligation for the world outside. But for the B case, act of goodness is what you do above and beyond your limits. Not above your duty, but limits. That means keep expanding your limits. You know, there is one word in Hindi, yatha shakti. That means according to your power. According to your capacity. Other is atha shakti. That means unlimited power. So change the limited energy into unlimited energy. Keep breaking out of your limits. And that is where you will find Baba waiting for you to help. Standing right there. You see? You got it done. You had the courage. That is where we say, I take one step of courage. Baba will 100 times help me, 1,000 times help me, 1,000,000 times will help me. What determines? It will be 10 times or 100 times or 1,000 times or 1,000,000 times. That's my purity, the love, selflessness, humility. All these qualities I keep on adding into my actions. The impact of that action will continue to grow. And you have heard this formula, E is equal to MC square, Einstein's formula. A tiny point mass can convert into billions of time of energy. It has the potential. And what determines that? How many times it will be multiplied? These qualities, the spiritual energy I put into my actions. So we are going to share a little bit. Whosoever can make it 4 o'clock, I will really love you to have. Just understand the concept and see that, you know, there will be few other things we could, you know, I might be able to bring out. And so, for no questions, anybody here? Huh? So we are going to be here 4 o'clock and... But I thought at least somebody can give any comment or... It made sense? Yeah. You know, like somehow I find that this is the time when the world is going through crisis. Very few of us who have this, that only in the time of crisis is the best opportunity to multiply the impact of any little action you will perform. And somehow, you know, my life had been doing small things for yajna. I was never ambitious. You know, I could say in general, even in my professional life and Brahman life, I had been a success story. I could say that. Because I feel, you know, given all the circumstances, I did well even in my professional life. And I also want to tell you, I never looked for 5 o'clock. That when 5 o'clock I can go home. I don't see any difference between working at home or at center or at work. To me, work is my outreach program of service. Because at work, people, you cannot talk about knowledge, but through your actions, they could see who you come from, where you come from. They will ask you what you do, how come you don't get tired, how come you're always smiling. People say to me, Ram, you excel under pressure. So that's good, no? Or sometimes people say, we come to fight with you, we come ready, we have such and such thing we are going to throw on you, but you immediately yield. And when you yield, we don't know what to do with you. We cannot fight with you anymore. So in other words, you could see that your humility becomes your strength. Your softness becomes your strength. Okay, I think we are finishing. So let's do meditation for 2 minutes. Then we finish. I think it will